You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. The Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, or ISEF, has been called the Olympics of Science Fairs. The competition brings teens from around the world to L.A. each year to compete and celebrate their truly remarkable research accomplishments. Remember, these are teenagers, and they've done everything from inventing new fuel cells to more efficient airplane wings, and that's just in the past couple of years. Now, a new movie called Inventing Tomorrow tells the story of four teams as they try to address pressing environmental problems in their communities. Critics at Sundance this year called Inventing Tomorrow inspiring and entertaining. I'm joined now by director Laura Nix. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What made you want to make a movie about a science fair?
Well, the last film I made was about climate change activism, and I'm always looking for stories about how we can discuss getting engaged with environmental issues and informing ourselves about environmental issues while still leaving audiences with a sense of agency. And when I met young people at the science fair in 2016 who were doing work on environmental issues all over the world, I knew that I had found a story that I wanted to tell because their sense of optimism and their sense of drive and their clarity of purpose I thought was really unusual and something I wanted to share with a larger audience.
That was one of the most notable things about the movie, is that these kids are dealing with really huge issues, crippling lake pollution in the lakes of Bangalore and some of the worst air pollution in one of the most industrialized cities in Mexico. And yet they seem to have an optimism and hopefulness about them that the movie doesn't feel depressing, even as you are showing these really horrible environmental issues.
I think what's unusual about this generation is that they've grown up with this crisis. My generation, it took decades for us to kind of wrap our heads around it and understand what it would mean. But for young people, they know that, and they react to it by saying we have to do something. So it's a generation that is largely defined by action, especially for science kids, who have these tools at their fingertips to know that there's something that they could do about it, and they want to, and they're driven to do that.
So how did you pick the teams that you ended up following and then portraying in the movie?
We were specifically looking for young people who had a personal connection to the projects. It wasn't something abstract for them. So we interviewed literally hundreds of kids all over the world, and there was dozens of people that we met who were doing amazing work, but we finally settled on these four.
Tell us a little bit about some of the teens that you did highlight in the movie.
So we shot in Indonesia, Mexico, India, and Hawaii. And to briefly summarize, in Indonesia, there's two young girls who are focusing on the effects of waste that come from tin mining that are destroying the fishing supply and the coral reefs in the ocean around the island where they live in Indonesia. In Hawaii, the young man is dealing with arsenic contamination of a pond next door to where he lived. In Mexico, there's three young men who have invented photocatalytic paint in order to address the pollution where they live in Monterrey, Mexico. And in Bangalore, India, there's a young girl who is dealing with a very severe pollution caused by lack of infrastructure there. And she's developed an app to crowdsource data about water pollution.
You said you were trying to choose students, researchers who had a personal connection to the problem they were trying to solve. You, for the most part, ended up in developing nations. Was that something that was a common theme in many of the students that you interviewed?
I mean, oddly enough, even though we were working in developing countries, most of the students that we were working with come from middle-class backgrounds. And I think many of the kids who end up at science fairs do come from middle-class backgrounds because there's a level of opportunity there and a level of achievement just to be able to get access to the fair to become a finalist at it. And one of the things we're hoping to do with the film is increase better access to high-quality STEM education for anybody in the world. But I do believe that it's harder for young people in industrialized nations to sometimes see the effects of the damage that we're causing in the environment because we're very successful at hiding it.
Have you followed up with any of these students since the science fair, and are they continuing with their research or their activism?
I don't want to give away too much about the end of the film, but I can say that a couple of our kids have gotten into absolutely amazing programs, and one of the young people we followed will even be attending Stanford this fall. She got an early decision.
Well, thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura Nix is director of Inventing Tomorrow. The film will be at the Woods Hole Film Festival in late July. After the break, we talk sleep, why we do it, and what happens when we don't. Stay tuned.